From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting. State media in Turkey say Turkish ground forces have crossed the border into a Syrian-Kurdish enclave where fighting continues. Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovic has that story.
Operation Olive Branch pits Turkey against Kurdish fighters allied to the United States at a time when ties between Ankara and Washington appear close to breaking point. Turkey sees the YPG as an extension of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. They previously carried out a deadly long-term insurgency in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast. The United States is backing the YPG in Syria, seeing it as an effective partner in the fight against Islamic State.
Afghan commando forces have ended an overnight siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of at least 16 people, including foreign nationals. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed only 5 deaths, including foreigners, and 9 injured in the attack that began late Saturday on the Intercontinental Hotel in the Afghan capital. KAM Airline says 10 of its staff were killed in the military raid, including 5 pilots and 14 other employees are missing. 2 Venezuelans and a number of Ukrainians are reported to be among the victims. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which all 5 assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. Honduran security forces clashed with demonstrators Saturday in the capital and across the country who were protesting the results of a disputed election that returns President Juan Orlando Hernandez to office. Police and soldiers were deployed across the country where some protesters blocked streets with burning tires. Authorities say at least one person was killed in those clashes. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Blaming one another for the political deadlock, Republican and Democratic lawmakers continue the close of the a partial close of the government. Carol Weaver in the state of Wyoming says she's disappointed in U.S. lawmakers.
It is what it is, and Congress better get their act together. They've been irresponsible in so many ways this past year.
And there may be another vote as early as Monday to open the federal government. U.S. Vice President, while visiting Jordan on his 4-day Middle Eastern tour, addressed U.S. troops there. He discussed the current stalemate in Congress over the immigration reform issue, which is said to be behind the ongoing government shutdown.
You know, I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay. But you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States.
And earlier, Pence met with Jordan's King Abdullah, who expressed his concern about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in talks with the U.S. vice president. The king told the vice president that the only solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a state-run solution, and that East Jerusalem must be the capital of a future Palestinian state. Jordan was the second stop on the vice president's 4-day Middle Eastern tour. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, said more than 120,000 protesters turned out in Manhattan to attend the day's March for Women's Rights, as hundreds of thousands of others did in cities around the country. The Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of U.S. President Donald Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him and their signs and apparel, which included the double-pointed pink hats made popular last year by an off-color remark Mr. Trump made on tape years before winning the presidency. Marchers also addressed other issues such as racial equality, gun control, immigrant protections, and conservatives' efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. The rallies are meant to follow up last year's Women's March that took place immediately after the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Many women at that march indicated their opposition to his being elected president, who has been accused of sexual misconduct by at least 19 women. However, the White House has said that all of those stories are untrue. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.